enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Good morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Happy Wednesday, the 5th of February, 2020. But who's counting? Good morning, McKenzie.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
How are you is what I was going to ask. Thanks, Jinx.
I feel like these past 2 days have been like 2 months. I'm like, is it the weekend yet? It's been a long, I'm tired.
January was a long year.
It was, wasn't it? But we are into February. We are good to go. Just lots cooking, but I'm good. I just need literally 2 days. I just need like 48 hours of sleep, and then I'll be cool.
All right. Well, good news. You have a chance to do that this weekend in about 2 days, if today's Wednesday.
Oh, so far away.
What was the best part of your day yesterday?
Having lunch with my mom, Kiki. So we went to a really cute little spot. I had a great lunch. We are planning my little sister's baby shower. So we got to like taste and sample. We kind of were like planning the menu. Oh my gosh, it was awesome. So I had like an avocado smashed toast with salmon on it. And then we split this ginormous red velvet cupcake. And then they had like the chocolate chips inside. And I had a cocktail lunch, which I normally don't do. That was really fun. Because I needed one. That was great.
That's when you know it's a week.
Yeah, this is the best Tuesday lunch I've had in months. So that was great. And then, I got a quick workout in, ran around, and then I looked at I did text Liv. I was like, girl, it's time for us to start getting ready for bed, although I did stay up a little after that.
I did too.
But.
But I started getting ready.
Yes, it was like, okay, this around is our time, goal. Yeah. So how was your day, you guys?
My day was good. I ended up working out yesterday, and that was good, keeping it consistent, doing my thing. I had some leftover chicken wings from my buddy Chad's Super Bowl party. Like, I'm like, I better eat these now before they get too, you know, old. But, oh my God, they're so good. I've finally been using my barbecue grill, but he has a smoker. And if anybody smokes their meat, it is so amazing. I think I have to eat a smoker now, even though I've only used my barbecue grill twice in 2 years.
Have you ever used a Traeger?
I think that's one of them that they have. Yeah, those are like some of the best ones, I believe.
Okay, because those are really big. Everyone has Traegers on the West Coast, and I didn't know what they were. I was like, that's like not a thing, but if like everyone uses those.
I think even in Michigan, my father-in-law
Same?
Has one. So
okay.
I think it's a really popular. Once again, I know nothing about nothing, but I know the food's amazing. It's amazing.
My mom got both of my brother-in-law's smokers for Christmas. And I think it was kind of selfishly because now anytime we have anyone more than 10 over, she's always like, hey, can you smoke some meat? Like, now we just are reaping all of the benefits.
She gets what she
it.
Wants.
Genius.
One-time investment, smoked meat for life.
Exactly.
How was your day, Liv?
It was good. I have not napped at all this week. Which normally I at least try to get like a 30-minute nap, especially like when I have to teach cycle bar classes just because it's so like physically and mentally exhausting.
Right.
But I just haven't napped and I've just pushed through, which I feel like is making me sleep better at night.
Oh, good.
And I've been trying to cut down my caffeine, but I am a little slow moving throughout my days since I've been cutting my caffeine and since I haven't been napping, but I'm hoping my body will adjust because I feel like I can get more done when I don't nap. And I also started a brand new Netflix show yesterday.
Which one?
And it's what I'm into.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm going to leave it. So I'm going to talk about it for what I'm into. And it is phenomenal.
Yes, I need, you know,
oh my gosh.
We finished you and I need a new show.
You'll love this. It's so good.
Spoiler
so
alert,
that
it's
yesterday.
Called Me.
Yeah. That would be actually genius of them.
Yeah, so I had a great day yesterday.
Cool. And by the way, what we're into comes up in about an hour, which will be around like 7:10, 6:10
central. And I have some killer beauty products I'm going to share.
Dope.
That you need.
Pork Choppy, how was your day yesterday?
My day was okay, but really the best part was this morning.
Ooh.
Oh, did you wake up a little something special?
Yes, actually. Something
jealous.
Special.
What? Jealous. I always ask for that. It never happens.
This is so special. I bet you I am the first person in America this year for this to happen.
Whoa.
Okay, then we're not thinking of the
same
thing.
He's like really building this up.
I received my federal income tax back.
This morning?
Yes!
Wow.
Like already?
Money! I am rich, 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 rich.
How rich are you?
$500.
All right.
Oh. Woo!
Yay!
Thanks,
that's exciting.
Guys. Yeah,
no,
that was, yeah.
Now,
that
what are you going to do with that $500?
Yeah. Big spender, where are you going today?
Bills!
Yay!
I've got bills!
Yay!
I got to pay!
Oh, but also, something else happened yesterday, and I feel like I need your guys' help with this. We might have to talk about this more later. So I went and picked up my boyfriend from work yesterday, and he had a cup from a popular coffee place, and on it was not his name.
It was somebody else's name?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, where'd you get that from? He was just like, oh, one of my customers brought it to me. I'm like, okay.
Oh.
And I found out.
Oh, boy.
It's the person works at that coffee place and went and brought it to him.
Oh. Boy. Dude, I'm so sorry.
So I don't know. That's what I'm asking him. I don't think I care. It's like, oh, okay.
You don't care that there's romance blossoming somewhere else?
Someone brought him coffee?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Actually, it wasn't coffee. It was something else. But
ooh, was it sweet?
Wait.
Just like him?
Maybe.
So he left his work to bring it especially to him.
Yes.
To his work.
Yes.
Are they friends?
No.
Are there benefits?
Okay, there's a slightly more to the story.
Oh, my gosh.
This person that works at this coffee place has seen me and my boyfriend together in the car in the drive-thru at that coffee place.
And
like,
it's
he
a dude.
Served us there. Yeah.
Is he into dudes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. Wow. And also the fact that he didn't tell you that you had to ask for it.
Okay, no.
Saw the evidence.
Yeah.
No, he told me.
In the tea, Justin Bieber reveals the drugs he used daily and what he made bodyguards do. Plus, this hot blonde says she turned down the starring role in The Notebook.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, it is tea time, and this is juicy. Justin Bieber admitting and detailing his drug abuse in his new documentary, saying it got really scary. He's getting candid in his series Seasons, which I've watched a few of them. They're okay. Now, this episode's called The Dark Season. And in it, he says that he was pill popping. He was smoking out pretty much every day. And that he made his security, like while he was sleeping, they would come to check his pulse at night. It was very, very bad. He said it was a form of escape. He was doing Molly. He was taking mushrooms. I mean, he was just totally out of control. He's just like, I had a lot of money. And it was just an escape for me. If things got too many, I had no reliability. I had no accountability, and people thought I was in a downward spiral and I possibly was going to die.
That's crazy when you have to have your security guards check your pulse to make sure you're not dying when you sleep.
Exactly. So that's really raw and transparent of him. I think it's really cool that he's admitting it and he's turned his life around. Well, this is crazy. Have you guys seen Hamilton on Broadway?
No, I've wanted to, but I can never get a ticket to see the actual thing.
Well, Lin-Manuel, this is a huge deal. Disney beat out everybody else, has paid $75 million for the worldwide rights to the show that won 11 Tony Awards. It's going to hit theaters, so we can go see it at the movies. It's going to be 2 hours and 40 minutes long, so it'll be an investment. But I want to see it live, though, because I feel like that's where it gained all its popularity.
See, I love that it's coming to the theater so I can wear sweatpants and not get judged. I go to Hamilton on Broadway. This guy's wearing sweatpants?
Yeah. See, it was weird because I covered the opening, like the grand opening of it, the premiere outside of the theater, but like I didn't have a ticket and I wasn't able to get one because it was sold out.
You're like, no,
so
I got to go in and interview people real quick.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, it's so exciting and we're here at the premiere and was interviewing people and like limos arriving, celebrities, and then I had to like leave.
All right, you got to get your stuff. Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Glamorous. Ooh, Hannah Montana, the prequel. What? Yes, Billy Ray Cyrus has fans freaking out because he says that Hannah Montana, the prequel, in the works.
Five-letter word, sixth president of the United States. That would work if his name was John Quincy. Ugh.
Dad, I need to record now. What is taking so long? Hannah is in the zone.
Okay, so Billy Ray says yes. He's waiting for them to kind of get the storyline and everything worked out. He says he cannot wait to jump on board. It's not totally confirmed, but he can't wait to rock a mullet. He's very excited to bring that back.
If I had hair, I would have a mullet. Totally jealous.
And he'll convince Miley. Like, she's kind of pondering if she's going to do it. We don't know about the rest of the cast, but it's in the works. So if the material's good, they will most likely be in. Jessica Simpson's memoir, open book. This gets juicier by the freaking second. Now, Jessica is saying, get this, that she turned down Rachel McAdams' starring role in The Notebook.
I don't see how it's gonna work.
Please don't do this. You don't mean it. Oh, hell, if you're gonna do it, why wait until the summer ends, huh? Why don't you just do it right now? Do it!
Well, what does she want him to do?
I just, no offense, I love Jessica Simpson. I think she's very talented, but she does not have the acting chops of a Rachel McAdams. I can never picture her.
Hold on. Let's picture right now.
I don't see how it's gonna work.
Please don't do this. You don't mean it. Oh, hell, if you're gonna do it, why wait until the summer ends, huh? Why don't you just do it right now?
I'm sorry.
Do it!
Jessica Simpson could do that line?
No.
Rachel McAdams. I think Rachel. Jessica's beautiful. She's got a voice. She was cute in Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, but like, this was like real.
Is this chicken or is this fish? Just tell me now.
She went on to say that post-split, she and Nick Lachey got busy one last time. They had goodbye sexy time. Is that a thing?
I tried
one last go.
When I broke up with my now wife, Lindsay, we're dating after 5 months and I broke up, I messed up. I asked for sexy time after and she was crying, so that was weird. I should have done it before. But I think it's possible.
She said it was super awkward and that she felt like Nick hated her forever after the split. But that memoir is out today.
Oh, and by the way, this is a book I don't want to read. I want to hear the audio version. I want her to read her story. It's going to be amazing.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
I saw these are traditional milestones that I remember growing up. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to do this. I can't wait to do that. They're saying that to a lot of people, they're not even important anymore. Yeah, I got a few I can think of right here on this list, but I will go over those next to see if these are actually important or you're like, nah, who cares about that anymore? It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Joe and McKenzie, happy Wednesday. So I said, wait a minute, hold up, what, when I saw this, but 6 out of 10 Americans say that a lot of the traditional milestones aren't really important to them anymore. Now, what are these traditional milestones? Well, how about this? Saving for retirement? Not that big of a deal. Are you kidding me? Like, my whole, like, childhood, I'm like, one day, I'm gonna make a lot of money, I'm gonna save up, and I'm gonna retire. Like, just people just want to work till they die now? Are we just cool with that?
You know what? That is such a sad thing, I think, in our culture. Like, oh, when I'm 65, then I'll travel the world. It's just like, you don't want to know if you're gonna make it that long. I'm always telling people, like, obviously save, do what you can do, but, like, live your life now. Because I remember going to Italy for the first time, and there was a bus of old people that were in their 70s. I thought it was great they were there, but they couldn't even get up the streets. I mean, they couldn't like enjoy because they'd waited their whole lives to like go where they wanted to go.
This is kind of backfiring because my wife will hear this part of the show later in the podcast and she'll be like, see, that's why we need to travel now.
No, you do. I'm 100% real.
Other things on there. How about this? Getting married. 6 out of 10 of Americans say that traditional kind of a milestone is not that big of a deal anymore. Is it not? Like, is it just okay to a lot of people like, well, hey, I'm with that person for a long time. I don't have to be married.
I feel like people still do get married more than that, but they might not see it as big of a milestone because there's a lot of people who, I mean, they live like they're married before they actually have the ceremony. Like, they're living with each other. They have shared a bank account. They share each other's bills. They do everything a married couple does. But just without the ceremony. So, like, it might be like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, I can't wait to get married, but just not as big of a life milestone.
I was laughing. I mean, my friends are like, yes, you will. But I'm like, I don't know, because, you know, obviously I was married and it's a lot. A divorce is very stressful. It takes a long time and it's expensive. And I'm like, I just don't know if I want to get married again through going through all that.
Do you think if you do get married, like, you'll get a prenup?
Yes.
Second time around?
1,000%.
Now, how do you approach that subject? Like, you know, I love you so much, Mr. Guy I'm dating. By the way, how about a prenup?
Just to make it simple. That's just to make it easy. I mean, or I just won't do it again.
You're going to be like at a gold digger. Mackenzie's like, ringer. We want prenup. We want prenup. Okay, I got a few more here if you're just tuning in to Joe and Mackenzie. These are like traditional life milestones that we probably all thought of. Our parents or grandparents did too. But apparently, they're becoming less and less important to people. I just was surprised because I thought all these were really interesting and important to me. What about buying a home? Like, I recently went through that at the end of last year. And I got to be honest. I really struggle with living in the moment and enjoying things and seeing the positive in them. I'm usually like, well, what about this? What about that? I'm like, holy crap, we bought a freaking house.
That's
a big deal.
Did you guys take the picture in front of the house?
We did, but then like people are really creepy online, so I didn't want my wife to post it or tag me in it because I'm like, oh, that's where Joe lives? I'm going to kill him in his sleep. Or come say hi. Hey, Joe.
You're right.
Where's your wife at?
I don't know. I feel like I have a lot of friends that are homeowners, and I just feel like they didn't see it as a big deal. Like, I saw it as a huge deal and a huge milestone. Like, yeah, I bought a house. Like it was nothing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, I don't know if it's because they're like, I'm not going to be here that long, or like, once I like get married, I'll buy a house with that person. That might be a bigger deal. But I have a lot of friends who have just bought a house, but they don't plan on being there that long. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, I've gone backwards because I bought a home. I've always owned homes, and now I'm like renting, and I'm like, okay, my condo. I like living in a condo. I just think it's easy.
Well, they take care of everything, right?
Like my washing dryer machine, but like they just give me a new one and fixed it. And I'm like, all right.
And the final thing on here, and I'm sure there's a lot more. You could tweet us. Maybe we can respond with our take on something. Joe and Mackenzie on Twitter. And that is having kids. Like, my wife wants to wait a couple of years, and we've been married now for like 4. So I'm at the point now, maybe it's because my dad passed away when I was 21. So he died when I thought I was, he was young, and I felt really young when he went away. My brother was 18. So that's probably in the back of my head, but I'm like, we need to have kids. Like, this is my thought. Like, I want kids now. So I definitely want kids. And even if we can't, like, naturally conceive, if that's not a possibility, totally up for adoption. I don't care how kids become part of the family.
Right.
I just would like to have a family and have kids. Is that a big deal to anybody else on the show? I mean, obviously, Mackenzie, you have a daughter. I assume you love her to death.
Oh, my gosh, of course. I will tell you, you don't know how long it's going to take you. Mm. So I might get to go. And if you wanted, maybe, because you don't know, it could be a few years out. Like, I've had friends that are like, oh, we didn't want kids, and they, like, did everything not to have kids, and then it took them, like, 6 years when they did want kids, you know? So I'm just throwing that out there. But I will say, no, being a mom, having children, it's that unconditional love. It's a love like you've never known before. And when you have a child, you'll be like, what was life like before? It's like, this is purpose. It is the best thing I've ever done, obviously, in my entire life.
I feel like people who are saying that it's not a big milestone, either A, don't have kids, or B, are really bad parents.
But I have friends now, though, that are like I have friends in their 20s all the way up to their 50s. Like, I have a huge range of ages that I know. But a lot of my friends in their 30s and early 40s still don't have kids. The neighbors on the block that I live, a lot of them don't have kids, and they don't want kids. I don't think they even tried to have kids, or maybe they did, but I'm just surprised. I feel like I'm meeting more and more people like, oh, no, it's just me and this other person. Like, they don't care about like continuing on their legacy or their family. Which, yeah. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, you do you, but I'm surprised. I thought like everybody wanted to have a family.
I feel like if people want kids, or if they end up having them, then it becomes a huge, huge, huge milestone. But I have a friend who's not sure she wants them, and she's like, meh, I'll decide later. She's like, meh, not a big deal. I don't know if I want them or not.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, okay.
Meanwhile, we turn on MTV. Hey, she's 16 and pregnant. All right, nice.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News. This audio is insane. We don't like to get political on the show, but when I heard this, a woman voted for Pete Buttigieg, and then she's like, oh, wait a minute, I didn't know this about him. You got to hear this audio. This thing's going viral. Also, the number one thing that women want for Valentine's Day and the number one thing that guys want. It's coming up next. Hey, song of the day, it's coming up next here on Joe Mackenzie. Right now, though, it's a little something we like to call Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. This week in Iowa, a woman learned Pete Buttigieg was gay after she had already cast her vote and asked if she could take it back. Now, here's the video, and I guess the woman was surprised when she learned, quote, the news, and I guess had a conversation with one of the precinct captains about it. So this just blows my mind.
So are you saying that he has a same-sex partner?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
He's married to him, yes.
Well, then I don't want anybody like that in the White House. So can I have my card back?
We could go ask.
I never knew that.
He's a human being, right? Just like you and me. And should it really matter?
Well, he better read the Bible.
He does. And he says that God doesn't choose a political party. Because
why does it say in the Bible that a man should marry a woman then?
Well, I totally respect your viewpoint on this. I so totally do.
How come this has never been brought out before?
It's common knowledge.
I never heard it.
Wow. Does that not blow your mind? And it does, too, not to get, like, political on the show, because I hate getting political on the show. I really do. Nobody cares about it. But I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, whatever your viewpoint might be on policies. Like, I agree. Like, if you love President Trump now, would you hate him or not want him in office because he's gay? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard from somebody. You should believe in the person for what they actually do, what they stand for, not who they love. That is just the... And that's crazy, and how many other people are dumb like her? And but either way,
I feel like it's very sad, but a lot that is just giving witness to, like, that's still a lot of people's mindset.
And that's a lady too, by the way. Like, she's a Democratic person. She's not a Republican. She's Democratic, and she still has that kind of, I can't even put into words, like, how dumb that belief is. I just don't get it.
It just shows that there's idiots on all sides of the spectrum.
Oh, totally. Right. Everybody's coming.
But sadly, it's giving a good look that people are not awake yet. People are still set in their ways, and that's giving us a look into, unfortunately, the mindset that a lot of people still have.
Okay, now speaking of Iowa, the head of the Iowa Democratic Party apologized yesterday for botching the party's caucus results. This thing has been going on forever trying to get the results. As of 3 a.m. Eastern today, they only have 71% of the precincts reporting, but it says that Buttigieg, who she must have wanted her vote back, he leads the field in Iowa, followed by Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Joe Biden coming in at fourth. Let's move on to something which is insane. If you want to get an iPhone, you better watch out. A top tech analyst believes that Apple could be hit hard by the coronavirus outbreak and says iPhone sales could drop by as much as 10% in the first quarter. Why? Well, he says the coronavirus could cause labor shortages and continued travel restrictions, which could affect deliveries. More than 17,000 people worldwide have fallen ill from the coronavirus, and about 360 have died. As a matter of fact, the U.S. declared a public health emergency and placed a temporary ban on those who had recently traveled to China. Never think about that, but that's all your iPhones are getting made in those little sweatshops and things like that where people work 40 hours a day. If that doesn't kill them, the coronavirus probably will. But that's how serious it is, that, like, you're talking about, like, a whole labor force being shut down because of a flu. Now, the number one thing that women want for Valentine's this year, any guess what it might be? Like, what would you want, Liv?
A spa day.
Spa day for Mackenzie? Liv wants a...
avocados. I don't know.
Why do I totally believe that? What about an avocado dipped in chocolate?
Ooh, I'm into it.
That might be good,
that
actually.
Sounds gross. They're saying that women want chocolate followed by a card and flowers. So do you want, like, a card and flowers? Or is that, like, too old school for you?
I'd rather just
too?
Have an avocado dipped in chocolate.
Really? Yeah,
I think so too. Like a high-end written. I like a note. I like something sentimental, but I don't need... I mean, I don't know. That's so basic, like a card and flowers.
Yeah, I would be... You don't even have to give me a card. If you just want to write, like, a cute note on a post-it, I think that's, like, cute.
Ooh, wow. Guys, you hear that? Give it a post-it. That's all you need to do.
No, not just the post-it. We also like the avocado dip and chocolate.
Yes,
like, something
exactly.
with thought behind it.
I'm going to honestly open up, like, an Etsy shop today, if that's allowed to do with food. I'm going to do chocolate avocado by Joe.
You know what
you
I want to do? I want to open a little avocado stand, and I want to serve avocado toast because my avocado mixture is bomb. And then my boyfriend's friend makes really good guacamole. So I would sell both of those. And then Joe, you can be a part of it, and you can make avocado dipped in chocolate.
I thought of you because yesterday I had an avocado smash on gluten-free toast.
I saw
some
that.
Salmon locks.
See, now
and
I'm just going
delicious.
Like, I'm going, like, all over the place now, like ADD. But what about this? What if we did a box of shame punishment, which is coming up in about an hour? Pork chop has to face it. What if we did chocolate covered mystery? And, like, maybe you bite into an avocado. Maybe
I just know it would be bad. But...
Maybe you bite into a cricket. Okay, just throwing that one out there. And what do you think the number one thing is that guys want for Valentine's Day? Because I tell my wife this all the time, and she says I'm disgusting.
A special kiss.
Yes, guys would like special favors from their loved ones in certain spots.
That of does course. Not surprise me.
I'm telling you right now, ladies, that's what your man wants. Whether or not you give it to him is up to you,
it's
but
free.
That's the truth.
Yeah, they like that because it's free.
It is free. Just give him pineapple or something. And today, a couple of special days, is National Chocolate Fondue Day. There you go. I'll fondue your avocados. It's National Weather Person's Day. How do they get a day to celebrate? They're wrong all the time. That's not right. It's National Shower with a Friend Day.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Ooh. I can't believe that's a day.
If we had a shower here at work, I would have suggested that for a box of shame punishment. And Liv's favorite day of the year, do you have any guess what it is? It's National...
Gluten-free day?
It has to do with gluten.
Bread day.
What happens when you have gluten?
Oh, I poop.
No, it's not National Poop Day. It's National Fart Day.
Is it a day for that? Ew.
Today is the day, so celebrate accordingly. That's Joe's Need to Know. Blah, 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 blah. That's Joe's Need to Know News, what I meant to say. You can check it on out by texting JAM, J-A-M, to 52140, and we'll send you a link to your phone. Who's ready for Song of the Day?
Me!
It's next. Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. We do a little something we call What We're Into after Song of the Day. Give you a little preview. I got a show on Netflix you definitely want to check out if you're into hip-hop music. McKenzie, she might have a little makeup beauty possibly for you. We got a lot more from Chops and Liv, too, so hang on out, or if not, you can check it out later at joemckenzie.com on the podcast section. Song of the day. The category today, favorite workout song. I'm sorry, I'm totally messing that one up. I didn't change the information on my little piece of paper, and that's like the Bible to me. All right, songs that mention water.
Yes.
Totally the same, because when you sweat from working out, you produce a water-like substance. That's what we meant to do. Dummy alert.
Nice correlation there.
Thank you. I try. Okay, songs that mention water. Let's kick it off with a man that sweats a lot, producer Porkchop. What's your song?
So yesterday in Indianapolis, it was a very gloomy morning. It was rainy. And this morning in Houston, it's kind of cloudy. There's a chance of thunderstorms later.
Are you talking gloomy on purpose right now?
Yeah.
You're like a walking rain cloud.
Right, yes.
You remind me of sadness from Inside Out.
Yes, that is the point. So I was thinking, what song can kind of tie this all together? Water, gloomy. Stan by Eminem. I always thought she said the tears gone cold. But she said tea's gone cold. Anyways, if you want to vote for me, text SONG, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140. And then when prompted, vote for the letter D.
Liv, the web girl.
Well, if you don't want to get super depressed, don't follow Porkchop's song and follow my song. I picked a classic. When you think of water, you instantly think of this song. And it's so good. It's by TLC, and that's Waterfalls. Chasing waterfalls, please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast. And you can vote for me by texting the word song to 52140 and texting C.
All right, well, Liv's song kind of brought me out of a depression, but I'm still pretty sad. Let's be honest, this song might be a unanimous vote today and get 100% because you're going to like it so much. What does it have involving water? Well, how about the sea and the energy that it brings? You're going to sing along to it. Your kids are going to sing along to it. Mackenzie, this is going to be a tough one to beat today. I went with from The Little Mermaid, how about Under the Sea?
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Come on.
Darling, it's bitter down where it's wetter.
Take it from me.
Hey. Up on the shore, they work all day.
Yep.
Out in the sun, they slave away. While they're devoting full time, floating under the sea.
Ba-ba-ba-na. You can vote that song. All you got to do is text 52140. And
nice.
The word S-O-N-G. Let me try that again. Text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Option A is what you'll select when you're prompted, and you will hear my song, Under the Sea, by The Little Mermaid. Last, but your song about water.
All right. Well, we're midway through this week. We got to power through, so this one is going to set the vibe for your day. I went with Rock the Boat by Aaliyah. If you want that one, which I hope you do, text the word song right now to 52140 and vote for B.
Now, when Aaliyah sang to Rock the Boat, is that kind of like the modern day Beyonce, like surfboard?
Yes.
Surfboard. Google that if you don't know what we're talking about. All right. Well, hey, let's recap what you can vote for right now. Porkchop went with Stan by Eminem. Liv went with Waterfalls by TLC. Myself, Joe, I went with Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid. And Mackenzie went with Rock the Boat by Aaliyah. Grab your phone and make your one text vote count. Text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We will start the voting and then calculate the results and play that winning song after Maroon 5, Memories. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Song of the day. I'm hoping we get results sooner than the Iowa caucus. Don't have to wait another day to get these results in. Porkchop is looking at his screen, and I don't know if he's updating his profile or if he's confused. We also have Rosie, our computer, to help us. While the tabulation is happening, let's recap for you what songs you could have voted for today. Songs that mention water. We had Chops kicking it off with a little Eminem. He went with Stan. Okay, then we had a good song. Will it win, though? Waterfalls by TLC. That was Liv's choice.
Go, go, chasing waterfalls.
Okay, we also had The Little Mermaid. That was my choice. Under the Sea is what I went with.
Darling, it's bitter down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
Oh, yes. Who doesn't want to hear that song?
See, I almost feel like you cheated a little bit.
Explain how you think I cheated, because obviously you're afraid I'm going to win today.
Because Disney's its own category on its own. And so I
that
feel like you
a...
can't pick a Disney song for when it's not a Disney category. Maybe I'm just being a sore loser.
I mean, I
don't have the results yet, and I forgot to vote.
Oh,
wow. I was going to say, desperation, not a good look. You try foundation, not desperation.
But there's not a lot of love for Aaliyah. R.I.P. Rock the Boat. I love this song. Maybe there is. Maybe I'll be shocked.
Porkchop described a fire extinguisher, so I don't know if that means that the computer is running hot from all the votes that we received.
Coming in last place with 13% of the vote, Mackenzie.
I'm shocked by that.
I picked an Aaliyah song before and it lost too. Okay. No love for Aaliyah.
No, even after her death. Rest in peace.
Third place with 26% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
You're telling me that Disney...
I'm shocked. This is shocking me today.
You're telling me that Disney did not do like a straight runaway today? Wow.
Oh, no. We suck again.
Wow.
Right behind you. With 27% of the vote in second place, Liv the Web Girl.
What?
With 35% of the vote, first place to producer Porkchop.
Stan?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, hey, I guess it's good to get all this sadness out of the way right now. So, guys, we're going to have like 3 or 4 minutes to be sulky and sad, okay?
Okay.
Beginning now. All right. Well, that's a positive song to get you going. Thanks, Chops.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Song of the day winner today. Songs that mention water.
I mean, there's a constant stream of water.
There certainly is. That was Eminem's Stand along with Dido. That is like a little throwback almost. Speaking of that, tomorrow for Song of the Day, it will be a Throwback Thursday song. Hey, it's Joe. If you could DM me, Joe McKenzie on Instagram, I want to win. Just send a song idea that you think will be a fire throwback. That'd be awesome.
I said one of me too because I came in last. I need help.
I don't think the help will help. I could be wrong.
I'll still come in a good second, maybe, third, or fourth.
Maybe you should try using the song you used today tomorrow.
It came in last.
I know. That's why I said you can't say that. All right, sorry. We're a little stupid. I apologize for that. I'm into it. I like it like that.
That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
I would like to kick it off. What I'm into, it is Hip Hop Evolution. I'm watching season 4 on Netflix, so there's a lot of them. Usually there's 3 or 4 episodes per season, about 45 minutes to an hour long, so you can easily watch it in no time. And season 4, one episode I'm currently on is called The Southern Lab, and it's all about like Houston DJ Screw, kind of how he slowed down hip hop. Memphis's 3-6 Mafia, how they went really dark in their rap music. And then Lil Jon bringing out the crunk. So here's a little trailer preview for you.
Pete awakened a sleeping giant. Master P. In Southern hip hop.
It was ours. It got its own style.
Screw's like, I'm gonna make a whole tape slower. And I'm like, a whole tape? Man, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, so it is really cool. If you're into hip hop, they cover everything, not just the South, but I'm really interested in it. And like I said, it's quick, easy to watch. One episode is like 45 minutes, so it's not that bad, and a lot of information. Mackenzie, what are you into?
Ooh, well, I'm super in. I love Estee Lauder. I love their products. And I wanted to tell you ladies specifically about Set and Refresh. It's kind of a misting spray. It's a perfecting makeup mist. So after you've done your makeup, you just and it sets it so it lasts longer, and it's a great refresher throughout the day. So when you just need, oh, you know, I just need a little refreshing, you look super fresh. It's very light, lays beautifully on the skin, and it'll keep everything in place. So again, it's Estee Lauder's Set and Refresh Perfecting Makeup Mist. Check it out.
It reminds me of like that one commercial, like where the guy's a rotisserie thing. He's like, set it and forget it. But girl, you're going to look good like a chicken.
Yes, honey. Mm-hmm. Set it and forget it.
Live the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
So I mentioned it in the show open. I started watching it yesterday, and I am already on episode 4. It is so good. It is a Netflix documentary about a cheerleading team at a junior college called Navarro, and they are known around the nation for their cheer.
They've won the grand championship several times. They could beat anybody.
People from all over the country come here to cheer for Monica.
My goal was to be the best cheer program in the country.
We have kids that come from broken home or troubled past.
I kind of lost myself. If I wouldn't have came here, I'd be sitting in a jail cell right now.
Your own brother is turning on you, jumping you.
They were trying to beat him into a man.
They would make me feel like I was not a part of the family.
Those are my kids.
Wow, that sounds super, like, I almost am interested. Just the storylines behind it.
Exactly. It's so excellent.
And mine, just real quick, because I want to talk about it more later, but mine is called Twitch. It's a live video streaming service, and I've got a reason about why I want to talk about this, but yeah, a little more later.
Okay, we're going to put this up at joemckenzie.com. If you want a link, we'll get it to you soon. Just text JAM, that's J-A-M, to 52140, and it'll take you to our webpage right there on your phone. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, Lizzo's huge announcement, plus who Madonna is begging to stay at her apartment.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Okay, honey, yes, it is tea time. Kicking things off with Shannon Doherty, and I'm sad to report that she is talking that she has stage 4 cancer diagnosis.
It's going to come out that I have stage 4. So my cancer came back, and that's why I'm here. I don't think that I've processed it. It's a bitter pill to swallow in a lot of ways.
It's not fair. Why me?
I have definitely days where I say, why me? And then I go, well, why not me? Who else? You know, who else besides me deserves this? None of us do.
I'm so sorry to report this, but it is, I mean, it's stage 4, and she says she is dying. So, of course, thoughts and prayers.
Like when you have stage four anything, the survival is usually very, very low.
Yes.
Even with amazing treatment.
It is terminal. And she also goes on to talk about Luke Perry, who they starred on 90210, which was my favorite show growing up back in the day. And she was like, just, it was so hard that she was diagnosed with this and then she lost him before she passed. So, of course, sending all our thoughts and prayers her way. Well, over on Netflix, a lot of people are shocked that a few shows have already been canceled, one of which is Spinning Out.
Every song is a love song. Let's start with the songs about desire and longing.
Stand by. Crashing.
Songs about the struggle to find love.
Did you guys watch Spinning Out at all?
I have never. No, what is it?
It's like a show about ice skating, and it was like really actually getting hype, and it got canceled, so people are very up in arms about that. I hate when shows that you love get canceled.
And wait, did you really like it? Did you watch it? Okay.
But it was like one of those people were like, oh, you should totally check this out.
And there's only like one ice skating movie I've ever seen, and it was a classic. Hello, Blades of Glory.
Oh, with Will Ferrell. Yes,
it gets the people going.
It gets the people going. So that's a bummer. So I'm sorry to say if that was your show, it is done. So you can look for more cancellations. But it stinks when like you, it's like, yeah, I love this show. And then, okay, it's gone and it's gone forever now.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, so that is done. So Soundtrack is the other show that has also been canceled. If that was yours, I'm sorry. Lizzo making a huge announcement while riding a mechanical bull.
Whoa, whoa there. Slow down. I gotta make an announcement. Stop. I'm so excited, Houston, because I'm coming back to play the Houston Rodeo March 13th. That's a Friday. Let's get the weekend lit. Houston, I'm coming home.
Well, Lizzo, careful, careful.
Wow, girl. Yeah, so she will be. That's exciting. Playing the rodeo. Big news, of course, for our listeners in Houston.
Yeah, and then they announced the other two people on Friday night. Marshmello.
Yes.
And Chance the Rapper.
Dang.
It's going to be an awesome, awesome lineup.
Okay, we'd be road tripping. That's for sure. That'd be so much fun. And Madonna wants Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to know, hey, guys, you can totally stay at my pad.
Harry, don't run off to Canada. It's so boring there. I'll let them sublet my apartment in Central Park West. It's a two-bedroom. It's got the best view of Manhattan. Incredible balcony. No, Buckingham Palace has got nothing on CPW. Bunch of guys in woolly hats.
I wouldn't do it if I was you guys. Imagine how long you'd have to wait for her to show up to give you the key to the actual place.
Dude, what about also, good point, her Canadian fans? I mean, she said Canada's boring. It's kind of like this.
Well, I mean, have you been to Canada?
I guess no, I haven't. I've been once to Calgary for work, but 24
like,
hours.
They got like some maple syrup. No, I'm just kidding. I got my wife's family in Canada. They're cool.
I would stay at Madonna's place just to say I did it.
I guess. Maybe. I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air on that one.
I would do it. Hey, they can stay at our place. Would you let the prince, you know? Well, I don't know if he's going to be, you know, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle stay at your pad.
Yeah, there's room for like three people in my house. I think we could make that work.
Party.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
So, Mackenzie, obviously this is not you because as far as I know, you're not dating anybody. But you, is this a friend that you have that's been dating for multiple years?
Yes, and here's the thing. She always goes to his place. I've been dating like 2 years.
Wow,
and
okay.
He won't spend the night at her place. Like maybe he's done it once in 2 years and he always like finds excuses. And now she's like, what gives?
I want to hear the excuses. And I have two different theories, which one is complete opposite of the other. One's good, one's bad. So we'll delve into this and see if you've got any ideas. Coming up next, it's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. For your listening pleasure here on Joe and McKenzie, we will do the Box of Shame and scheduled to perform, and by that I mean go through hell, is producer Porkchop. That will be coming up within 20 minutes here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. So, McKenzie, you've got a girlfriend, I assume this is a girlfriend?
Yes.
And she's got a guy issue, and there could be a lot of things happening. Let's hear the story and try to figure it out.
I thought you said something that I don't know if you know. You sounded like you said. Okay.
Uh-oh. Sorry. Whoops.
So, yeah, we were having some wine time last night.
Okay.
And as we often do, she's been dating this guy and he's hot and they have a good relationship for like a long time, almost 2 years. And she was expressing to me, because I don't like see him around. We live in proximity. And she was like, yeah, he just never wants to spend the night over here. He like never stays here. I always go there.
Okay.
She doesn't have roommates or anything like that. Or she has a great place by herself, but she's just like, yeah, I mean, he'll come over, but then he never actually spends the night. He spent the night like once or twice in, like this past year, she said. And I think that's so bizarre. I'm like, does it bother you? She's like, no, it's just like the routine now, but it is kind of weird.
Now, how late at night does he stay? Do we have an idea about like how late he's actually staying at night?
She says sometimes they'll fall asleep and like he'll get up and go, or else he'll be like, you know, they'll watch movies and cuddle, and then he's like, all right, let's pack up and go to my place. He just like he's blaming that he can't sleep well, which I get. But
well, then you answered one of my questions, and maybe you didn't realize it. I at first thought maybe he's cheating on somebody else, like he's in a relationship and she's a side piece for 2 years and nobody knew the wiser. 833-563-2539 with your theory, but also maybe your observations of what you think's happening. But if he just wants to go home, this is something usually I hear women do. Mm-hmm. He might be a at-home pooper.
Oh.
Some people, I know, not me. I can go to the bathroom anyway. I go at work and it's disgusting. It's like a bomb went off. But I'll go to the bathroom anyway. No, it is.
We do not need that description.
I mean, I don't know how people put stuff where, like how it got there, like on the wall. But like some women especially, I know, will not go to the bathroom at a guy's house. They'll go somewhere else. Maybe he's the kind of guy that like he doesn't want to stay the night because he knows he has to go to the bathroom. That's a whole other thing. I'll have to find out if he does that. I was going to say the other thing is maybe he's cheating. And like he has to go home to his family or his wife, but if she comes over, unless maybe the family's out of town or something like that, could that be a possibility?
I mean, it could be. And they are very sexual. So, but I'm hoping for her sake, because she's really into him, that he's not pulling anything funny. He just honestly is like, I just can't sleep and I gotta be firing all cylinders for work, you know, during the week. But like on the weekends, I don't know.
What's your gut?
Have a dog. So he's like, he wants to be there for his dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to let your dog out.
But she has a dog too. So, I don't know. She's like, it's caused many arguments. She's just like, I just don't know if this is like a deal breaker, if this is weird, or if a lot of people are in this same sitch.
Okay, 833-563-2539. They've been dating for 2 years, and he will not stay the night.
Hates it to stay at her place.
All right, we'll talk to you next. Here are your theories. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Box of Shame time. It's happening right now. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And yesterday, Pork Chop, you did not do so hot. As a matter of fact, that's why you're in this position right now. What did you roll yesterday?
I rolled doubles yesterday. Hopefully I roll that again today. But I rolled 2 threes.
Oh, everyone was rolling high yesterday.
There was a double six and a double six. That was Joe and Liv. And then what did you roll, McKenzie? Like an eight?
Eight.
Yeah, you rolled a four and a... I don't know, a five and a three.
A five and a three, I believe. So if you're new to the Box of Shame, yesterday we have Dare Dice, and we all roll the lowest number the person loses, which happened to be producer Porkchop. But he has a chance to save himself. He can roll both our die, and if he gets doubles, he can pass his punishment from the Box of Shame on to someone else. Will he do it? Can he roll doubles?
I certainly hope not, because last week when I faced the Box of Shame, because Liv gave it to me, she rolled doubles. Porkchop was a terrible human being and slid a mousetrap in front of my path of Legos, and I stepped on it, and I think I broke my toe.
You should have seen her when she rolled doubles. It was like she won the lottery. It was just a glorious moment. She was so excited. I think Chops would feel the same way. Are you ready to roll? See if you can save yourself.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. His first number
is... Yes! A two! A two!
Why are you excited about a two?
I don't know, because I am going to roll another two.
Oh!
All right, well, you got a 1 in 6 chance of doing this. May the odds not be in your favor, because karma is all yours.
All right, here we go.
Porkchop has rolled a three! So close, yet so far away.
One
it's
off.
Funny.
Okay, so now here is the Box of Shame. It's in his hands. He's got to pull out a dare.
So what'd you say was in here? Like kissing booth or something? Valentine
and
kissing
Joe
booth?
Joe just lit in mystery chocolate. So there's a bunch of items covered in chocolate, and you have to guess. Oh.
Also, we added in there, too. It's kind of lame, but I actually wouldn't mind it. Like a coffee run where you have to go pay for our coffee and breakfast. Usually we do that on paydays, but...
We're into that.
Today's kind of desperate for box of shame punishments.
All right.
Coffee.
It is Cupid Shuffle.
Oh, yes. Oh. Do me a favor. Open that bag up over there. Bring that bag over here.
The studio is full of props.
Open the bag. What do you
diapers?
See? What do you, yes, there's diapers.
Adult diapers.
What are these for?
We're not going to make you poop your pants. Don't worry. That's not what's happening. But
Cupid Shuffle.
These are so cute.
It.
These are like little angel wings.
There's
a bow and arrow.
We have put together.
You want me to dress up as a Cupid?
Yes, we're going to have you, because we're getting ready for Valentine's Day. We're going to have you head downtown right now, dressed up as Cupid. Your outfit's quite sexy. You might want to double layer it. We don't want Cupid dong out there. And are going to try to get people to do the Cupid Shuffle.
Oh, the dance.
Yes.
You love this dance, Chops.
God. Yeah, you always talk about how you were in the Blanco Brown music video. I was in the back.
You're a backup dancer nationally.
You DJ all the time. You teach people how to do the Cotton Eye Joe.
Where downtown?
Let's go to somewhere really, really busy.
Well, the busiest spot I can think of, because we're not allowed at Starbucks anymore.
Yeah, we got kicked out.
And we can't go to that one pancake place. I'm trying to think of high traffic areas. What about in downtown Indy? They have the Salesforce Tower.
Oh, God.
That's like the biggest building like in the skyline.
It's like a 52-story building. There's probably all these people going into work
gotta
right now.
You got to put on this diaper, get all this garb on, and do the Cupid Shuffle and get people to join you.
All right. Great.
You know what? I don't get all like sulky and sad. You put a mousetrap in front of me last week and tried to maim me and had permanent physical injuries.
I always get the naked ones. Why can't I just go do the Cupid Shuffle with people? Why do I have to dress up as Cupid?
I hope we have the right size diapers. What size diaper
are
you?
I didn't check.
I got small.
Small,
dude?
Small diapers? They're schmediums.
Well, it would have been funny.
They're small mediums.
It says here, small medium fits waist 28 to 40. I'm 36.
Oh, you're fine. See, I got those in case I actually got the punishment. Like, it'd be so funny to see me squeeze into that. Like, it'd be super tight. You better double up, because if you stretch and like something breaks dancing, you don't want it to pop out.
You can just wear one for the rest of the day, then you don't even have to use the restrooms here.
That looks like, oh my God.
Do I put this over my jeans?
Here, open that diaper.
No.
How big is it?
Your jeans up real quick, Mackenzie.
My jeans off?
Yes.
HR.
Mackenzie, can you pour some of your water? I want to see how absorbent these underwears are.
Really?
Oh my God, they're kind of sexy.
Whoa.
That looks like a maxi pad.
You think those are sexy?
Dude,
I've never seen
a diaper this close in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, get ready for your future.
Do you want me to pour water in there?
Just a little. I want to see how absorbent it is.
Go ahead.
Ready?
All right, she's pouring in the water. Doing a little practice. Okay, now here's the thing we didn't tell you, Chops.
Is it absorbent?
Chops, we didn't tell you this. You have to wear that diaper that Mackenzie put water in.
There's 20 diapers in this package.
No, that's the one. Now put a chocolate bar in there for the effect. All right, are you ready to roll?
No.
Okay, who's excited to pour? Chops is going to go be Cupid Shuffling. All right, if you're in downtown Indy, this is where it's taking place. Poor Chop is now heading on out to the Salesforce Tower. Please, Cupid Shuffle along with him. Poor Chop, like it's a wedding. You got to get as many people, everybody. You got to get them lined up and get ready to do the Cupid Shuffle,
and
okay?
And I will go live on at Joe and Mackenzie Insta.
Stupid.
Congratulations.
Ooh, that diaper looks nice.
It does. Ooh, is that a Reese's? It is Joe and Mackenzie. I'm rolling solo dolo. I got the whole crew, though. Hey, who am I talking to right now? Who is this?
It's Mackenzie, Liv, and Cupid is driving like a crazy man. We are headed downtown to the busy streets. Everyone is on their way to work, and Pork Chop has two diapers on. He has just his little undershirt on. He's got wings. He's locked and loaded, ready to do the Cupid Shuffle. Here he is.
Hey, yeah, this is great. I'm doing the Cupid Shuffle soon downtown.
Do you know how to do the Cupid Shuffle? I mean, if people didn't know this, Pork Chop is a wedding DJ on the side. You can book him for your wedding coming up this summer if you'd like to. Just reach out to him, Joe and Mackenzie.
I know how to do the Cupid Shuffle.
Okay. Well, but are you ever able to do this in, diapers?
Hey, the crazy thing is, it was so funny. I was like, you can keep your pants on. And he didn't want to. So he took his pants off.
Yeah, I know.
And just wanted to go straight, like, boxers and diapers. I'm like, okay.
Poor Chad's like, oh, no, I don't want to do this. He's like, I don't need pants. It's cool. Like, the absolute best. So if people are in downtown right now, where are you guys heading to? Because I would love for them to participate with Cupid Chops.
We're on the corner of Meridian and Ohio right now, right outside the Salesforce Tower.
Okay, so very shortly, you will be going in. Man, you know they have a lot of security, right?
Yeah, they certainly do. We've already been banned from several places downtown, so slim pickings, but hopefully this will work.
All right, if you see Porkchop, Mackenzie, and Liv out there, take a photo, get a video, tag us. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Instagram and Twitter, and we're also going to be live on Instagram in just a second. Do you guys need a song or two, or how are you doing with your setup right now?
Yeah, give us a song or two. Give us two songs and we'll be ready to rock.
Okay, now would one of the songs you like to be like this right here?
New Cupid, New Cupid.
Like, do you want this song?
Perfect.
All right, cool. Well, we will actually play that. I can't wait for it to go down. And we'll check in with 1 second with Liv, Porkchop, and Mackenzie. They're downtown getting ready for Chops to face the Box of Shame. At this time, though, let's do a little station identification. We are Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. It is Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and we are now checking in with producer Porkchop, I mean Cupid Chop, and we've got Liv the Web Girl and Mackenzie.
Joe, can you hear us? We are outside of the Salesforce Tower. It is freezing on the streets. People are bustling. Oh, he has paparazzi already. People are busting out their phones. Chops is in a diaper and his boxers. Can you hear this? He's got a little boom box and an arrow. He's trying to get people to do the Cupid shuffle with him.
Liv, you don't want to do it? Keep it shuffle. Right. Nope. Nobody wants to do it with me, Joe.
Come on, Chops. You can get them. You got to talk to the people. You're Cupid Chops.
I need more people.
He just did a total booty shake that I'm going to be traumatized for life now.
I'm sorry, Mackenzie. I'm sorry you have to see this.
It is freezing. People are looking. Hey, excuse me, sir. What do you think of our Cupid shuffle?
It's awesome.
Great. Do you think he's sexy? Do you think he has the moves?
Absolutely. 100%.
Do you want to dance with him?
I'm okay for now.
That's like the sentiment
people
for everybody.
Are terrified.
Oh, boy. Mackenzie, are people even like talking to him or they just walk right by?
Hey, Joe, nobody wants to do the Cupid shuffle with me.
Well, then you've got to try your best. Well, maybe you need to go inside.
Oh, here comes a real nice lady. She looks real nice.
You got to stop her. You got
to
stop her.
This lady has a handful of coffee. She is trying to avoid him at all costs. He's smiling. He's attempting. Here we go.
Do it real quick.
What do you think of him?
I think he looks great.
What do you think of his diaper?
Looks like it fits great.
Is it too tight, though?
Maybe a little tight.
Come on with me. To the right, to the right, to the left.
Maybe I have to have some coffee.
He's laughing. You got this, boy.
Nobody wants to do it with me, Mackenzie.
Oh, no. He's not getting anyone, Joe.
Oh, this is not good. I thought people would want to dance to warm up.
Hey, what about this guy unloading boxes? Do you want to go ambush him?
Yes, go get him.
Nice girl over here.
Okay. He's going to go for another poor lady with coffee in her hand and a huge furry hood. All right, let's see. He does have some moves, Joe. He is now he's doing kicks. He reminds me of Elaine from Seinfeld.
I'm 60 and I kick.
Okay.
Can you keep it with me? No.
Do you think he's
She's like, get away.
No. You know, this really works at weddings when a DJ weddings, everyone wants to do it. But nobody wants to do it now.
I bet everybody at the weddings runs away from Chops too and he just lies to us.
Dude, it's cold.
Everyone inside the building has busted out their cell phones, and they are recording him. So he's going to be a YouTube sensation.
Come on,
later.
You got to get one person to dance before the song's over, Chop. Come on. Just one person.
You got to get someone, Chop. Come on.
Hey, who wants to do the Cupid shuffle?
There's a man with boxes. Let's go. Let's go, Chop. Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
You want to do the Cupid shuffle with me?
What do you think of him? No? He says no.
Oh, man. I really thought Chops could sell this because Chops is such a hype guy.
Everyone's so miserable today.
All right, Chops, just go into it. Just do your dance routine. Just wrap up by dancing your butt off.
going up to the car and going back and just gyrating. You gotta work it more, Cupid. Come on.
Cupid, shuffle with me. Nobody wants to do it, Joe.
Oh,
there's
man.
One last try. Here's one last
come
attempt.
On, get it.
Would you like to do the Cupid shuffle with me?
Okay.
He said no.
My wings are coming off, guys.
Oh, man, you're going way hard. Okay. Well, hey, let's give it up for Cupid Pork Chop over here, everybody.
Yay!
Yay! How humiliating.
Oh, boy. That was impressive, dude. We're really proud of you.
Oh, wait. I bet you this lady wants to do it.
What's your name, ma'am? Tanya, will you do a dance? Yes, I will.
Okay.
I was on my way to work, and I
come
by to see him.
Okay, we got to do the Cupid shuffle. We have a woman, Joe.
Let's do it. Start it up. Here we go.
Okay, we're firing it up from the top. Let's do this, you guys.
Producer Porkchop is box of shame punishment.
What's your name?
Tanya.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's wiggle. Wiggle, get warmed up. All right, ready? We're going to go to the right first. Here we go. To the right. Right, 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 left, 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 left. Now kick, 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 kick. Do a little wiggle. To the right, to the right, to the right, to the right. To the left, to the left, to the left, to the left.
Yes!
Now kick, 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 kick. Wiggle.
Yes! You think he looks cute in his diaper?
That's awesome. I love it.
Thank you, Sonia.
Hey, way to go, Sonia, producer Porkchop. All
we
right.
We did it. I did it.
Awesome. Awesome job. Hey, Mackenzie. Mackenzie.
Success.
Mackenzie, I hear the police are on their way, so you guys should probably get out of there, okay?
Oh, yeah. No, security is coming. Okay, we got to bounce.
No, Mackenzie. 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 Question for you.
Yes, we're getting in the car now.
Mackenzie.
Yes.
Do you have any idea what's coming up in the tea? I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just was kind of wondering if you knew what was coming up in the tea. Like,
there's lots of wonderful things coming to the tea. There's a Broadway musical that is coming to the big screen you don't want to miss. Also, more dirt from Jessica Simpson's new memoir.
All right, do you guys, I need a yes or a no. Should I play the Cupid Shuffle right now, the actual song? Or do you think I'll get in trouble for playing that on the radio?
Yeah!
Hey!
All right! Here it is. Get on back. We'll see you soon, guys. It's Joe Mackenzie. Video, by the way, will be posted later at joeandmackenzie.com. Get that link on your phone right now. Just text JAM to 52140. Oh, you don't look like your usual self there, Porkchop. Good morning.
Good morning. What do you mean I don't look like a Cupid?
Porkchop's in the process of getting redressed because he was undressed as Cupid Porkchop. The video will be up later today at joemackenzie.com.
What happened to your neck? What was on there?
Did you get a kiss?
Oh, no, it was, what's that called? That gold
pipe
thing.
Cleaner.
Oh,
pipe cleaner.
Goodness. Okay. He's got, looked like he was strangled.
Yeah, no kidding.
Bless your heart.
Is that what you're into? Okay. So, do you remember the lady's name? Shout out to that listener that came.
Sonia.
Sonia.
Yes.
Came and danced with Porkchop. Oh, my gosh. And by the way, like I said, the video, we're working on that right now. I saw some photos Mackenzie took.
Doesn't he look great?
Like, okay, I'm looking at this right here. What is this?
Those are his moves.
I don't know.
He was definitely into the booty shaking. He had his little diaper. He was working it.
This one's like, I'm a naughty Cupid. Oh my gosh. I just want to do a whole photo out. You know what I'm going to do? Actually, we'll get the video up right now. I'll do a little photo album I'll put up on Instagram in just a few seconds of Porkchop and his mini 6A photos.
I don't ever want to see that again.
Well, you will if you follow us right now, Joe and Mackenzie. As a matter of fact, go follow everybody on the show, Joe and Mackenzie. So, Porkchop. I mean, Porkchop's a good dude, right? We like the guy. He is always working, trying to make that money. And he's doing good. He's really turning things around. But you say you need more money and you have an idea. And do you want to cut me in on this idea or what's going on?
I actually really do need you for this idea, Joe.
Okay, so, well, then I'm open to hearing it. I'm not committing to anything, but what do you have?
So a couple of years ago when I lived in Central Michigan, I had a friend who streamed live on Twitch. Have you heard of Twitch?
I'm not doing webcam stuff.
Nope, no, nothing creepy, nothing crazy like that. So you've heard of Twitch, right?
Yeah, but like what kind of cameras is that? Like, is that video games or what is that?
No, it's just a live video streaming platform. You could stream whatever you want. But I think you and me, Joe,
oh my God,
should stream us playing Call of Duty.
Whoa. I don't know. Can you guys cuss and stuff? Because I think I know for a fact you guys get very intense on that.
You can, yeah, there's no, we could say or do whatever we want.
Whoa.
So I think you and I should stream because, like I said, my friend in Central Michigan, he used to do it. He used to stream live on Twitch, him playing video games. He's actually really good, and he would make a couple hundred dollars a month.
Don't you have to be like really, really good for that?
Or entertaining.
I think you might
you guys definitely might be entertaining.
You might be horrified to actually watch yourself back because you know when you're in something, you don't realize what you actually look like.
No, they're watching us playing a video game.
So you
and
won't
then
ever see it.
There's a little tiny like picture or video of me in the top left
corner.
So
it's like a live stream.
Yes. It's a live stream of the video games and you hear my commentary.
Who would be more embarrassed, you or Joe?
Who would be more embarrassing or
yeah,
more
like who is more embarrassing to watch play Call of Duty?
Oh, well, I'll admit I'm bad. Like, I'm terrible at it. I'm way more entertaining than Porkchop. But then again, the way he swears, like, I almost don't want people to see this side of you. I'm genuinely worried that they're going to judge you when they hear you. No, real quick, I want to throw it out there. Because before I do anything, because I think there's more you have to ask me about a financial part of this. 833-563-2539. Ladies, because I know you play video games. Men, I know you play video games. Would anybody that actually listens to Joe and Mackenzie, you're hearing her voice right now, would you take your precious free time with all the things you can listen to and watch and actually want to watch us two putzes playing Call of Duty? Would you want to watch a live stream of that? 833-563-2539.
Here's my idea. Every weeknight, Monday through Friday, from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., 1 hour, me and Joe would stream live, us playing Call of Duty, and our commentary, we could, like, show prep for the next day. People could, like, comment and, like,
do people have to pay to watch this, or you're making money through advertisements?
Two ways. So if you have Amazon Prime, you're good. Mm-hmm. If you have Amazon Prime, just watch on Twitch, and you can subscribe for free and watch.
Okay.
Some people might have to pay, like, for a subscription. I think it's $5.
Per day?
No. If you already have a Twitch account, like to watch on Twitch, it's just $5, and you could subscribe to our channel.
Is that okay? Is that per year, per month, per day?
Per your subscription, I don't know.
Liv, I'm sorry, could you grab the phone? Because I know, Porkchop, you don't go anywhere, because I want to hear your, thank you, Liv. 833-563-2539. Okay, but that's going to, here, Mackenzie, that's going to cost people money. But you were telling me there might be a cost that I have to help with up front, like an initial investment.
Right, so for us to be able to stream live, you need a computer, which I do have a MacBook Pro laptop.
Yeah. Oh, perfect, then we're set.
No, my friend was telling me that Mac isn't compatible with like streaming live video games on Twitch, so I would have to buy a PC computer, and it's like $700.
$700? I have to sink into this, and we may not make any money back.
Right. Oh, we could split it $350 each.
You guys can buy my laptop.
Maybe.
No, Mackenzie, no. Your laptop catches on fire when it boots up. You can't even watch a video on YouTube, let alone stream. 833-563-2539. Charlie, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What did you want to say?
I'm all for you guys doing the Twitch idea. I think it'd be funny. I've done it a couple times, and my boyfriend's done it a couple times, and it's a pretty good way for extra money.
There are sites. So. You're right, because there are sites I've seen that people watch other people just playing video games, and I think, honestly, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen and a waste of time, but it does exist.
My boyfriend has three younger nephews, and when I was telling him my idea about doing this, he was like, oh, my nephews, that's all they do is watch
other
like video
people
gaming
play games.
Streaming on Twitch of guys playing video games.
But, I mean, like, Charlie, are you still there? Like, did you make money online with this? I think Charlie hung up. Dang, I wanted to know, because that's my thing, too, like, okay, you're asking me to commit an hour of my day, 8 to 9, that's like my last hour before I go to bed. My wife's not going to... By the way, my wife, Lindsay, is already upset with me playing Call of Duty with you and Chad as much as we do.
You're doing this anyway, though, Joe. So don't act like, oh, it's really putting you out.
Yeah, right?
Like,
you don't have to do anything.
You're
just
playing anyway. One time you went on a six-hour playing spree, you told me.
Oh, I don't judge you when you go on a shopping spree.
But I'm just saying, I'm not going to like, oh, then I'll have to take an hour of my day to go shopping. I'm like, you are playing COD anyway.
Feeling judged. Megan, you're on Joe Mackenzie. What's up?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I would not watch.
Oh.
Just because... I have to watch at home enough. Like, I don't want to watch again when I'm like at my workplace trying to find something cool and be sneaky. I do not want to watch Twitch.
You wouldn't want to watch me and Porkchop, because this is the stuff that I need to know, because that's going to cost us money. Like, do you think it's right he wants me to throw down $700 as a, he says, an initial investment?
$350.
No.
Well, wait, hold on. 350, who gets to keep the computer?
I don't know. We split it.
Split it? Oh, is this a custody, is this a custody thing? You get it Monday through Friday and I get it on the weekends?
I don't know.
Every other day?
We just need it for streaming. We both use it.
Let me just pick up one. I'll just come here. I'll pick up this last call. I don't even know if they're for this. Good morning, Joe McKenzie. Who is this?
This is Hannah.
Hannah, you're going to be the deciding factor if we consider on this, because we've had one saying yes and one no. Porkchop wants me to drop about $1,000 into buying a new computer. It starts like that, and then it gets out of control. Would you actually want to watch us play video games?
I'm not sure that I would, but I am a person who watches people play video games.
And what's the draw for you to do that? I'm always curious.
I'm really fascinated. I like to watch, like, game designers who, you know, talk about the, you know, this specific part of the game design or why they made the level this way or the voice acting. Like, I'm really interested in just the creative aspect of it.
Oh, cool.
But
okay.
You don't need a $1,000 computer to stream games. Like, I stream on Twitch for my friends for free from my PS4. So, like, you just need to make an account and you can stream it. And once you start monetizing, then you can put more money into it.
Sorry, I turned your mic down. Go ahead.
There are so many gamers that have started on Twitch and now are worth millions of dollars.
Wouldn't that be funny if, like, Porkchop and I, like, say, see you, ladies, we out this.
Well, wouldn't it be even funnier if you decide not to partner with me and I do it on my own, then I say, sayonara, sucker.
Oh.
Yeah, hold on. I've got a live feed of Porkchop playing Call of Duty. Oh, no, it got me. All right. Well, hey, we'll keep you updated. If you are interested, maybe DM us, because I would be willing to try. I just don't want to spend all this money if nobody's going to watch.
And also, you can vote. I'm putting a poll up on our Twitter and on our Instagram at Joe McKenzie.
What do you mean no one's going to watch? It's like the same. Is anyone listening right now?
I don't know. I think they were when we started talking.
Are you listening?
I think they're all gone right now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
I would say for most people, when you go into a marriage, you plan on being with that person for your life. So divorce is definitely a tough thing to handle. And maybe that's why Pamela, this lady in Clearwater, who's 68 years old, did what she did. She got the bad news on Sunday morning. Her 73-year-old husband told her that after 9 years of being married, he wanted a separation and then eventually a divorce. I don't know. Some people are like, okay, good, I'm done with this. Other people, I'm sure, are like, no, let's work this out. Well, Pamela, I assume, was upset by it because, Mackenzie, she responded by pulling out her taser. Yep, Pamela from Protection carried a taser around with her. And not once, not twice, but multiple times, tased and zapped her man. He's like, stop!
Oh, he's like, oh, baby, I love you. I changed my mind.
She's like, oh, really? He's like, I don't care. God, what would a taser feel like?
Tase you.
Really?
Do you want me to tase you?
Maybe. Listen, if we could...
Box of shame.
If we could have... Listen, we are big supporters of men and women in law enforcement here on Joe McKenzie. I just don't know how we could do it. If I sign a waiver, I don't see how the company could stop me. And if we don't talk about it and just do it, what are they going to do?
I tased my old producer, and it went great. I did it 3 times.
Oh, then why don't we keep the tradition going with producers? Because Chaz would probably want to do that.
Yeah, and he was a little guy. Like, he was smaller. He's smaller than even Chops. So.
Chops, would you want to do it?
Yeah.
All right, great. See? So there we go.
He doesn't even know what we're talking
about. It doesn't matter. He said yes. Okay. All right. Well, then, if somebody's in law enforcement that has a taser, please hit us up, Joe McKenzie, on Instagram, because I'd love to do that. So what happened with Pamela after she tased him multiple times? Well, the cops were called, and she was arrested for felony domestic battery. Felony? Dang, that's intense.
That is intense.
I wonder what happened if she just would have pepper sprayed him. Little bear
that
mace.
That would have been a better route, I would think.
Box of shame!
Box of shame!
Haha, we bear maced ya. Sucks to be you.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
I'm hoping this is not about me, but I see somebody coming up here on Joe and McKenzie wants to talk about a selfish friend. I'm hungry. I thought it was shellfish friend because I'm like, ooh, shrimp sounds good.
It's Liv's friend.
Oh, okay. We're going to check in with Liv the Web Girl and see what's going on with her selfish friend. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Joe and McKenzie Radio Now, 833-563-2539. If you got any advice for Liv, I believe this is about her selfish friend, or maybe you have the same experience. We'd love to hear from you. So are you calling them out by name or what? You can keep it vague. You know, vague radio?
Definitely not going to say their name.
Chicken.
But I do have a friend. I know I am chicken. I don't want them to listen back. And here's the thing. We've been friends for about, like, I would say 4 or 5 years, and we're very close. One of my closest, bestest friends. But I would say for probably the past year, honestly, just it's a common thing in our relationship. She can become very selfish and very self-involved, and everything's about her. And our relationship has turned into more of, like, me being her therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And she just takes and never just kind of gives back to the relationship and the friendship. And she'll buy me things like a Christmas present and a birthday present because I think she feels guilty. And that's her way of kind of like buying the love and being like, oh, well, here, no, I got you a present. Almost kind of like to guilt you into like keep coming back.
Does she ever say, how are you? Like, what's going on in your
never,
world?
Never. Never ask me how I am. Never, barely asking how things are. And she'll even be like, oh, well, like, how's you and Jewel Daddy? Like, she'll say, like, oh, like, how are things? And then I'm like, oh, well. And then she's like, oh, my gosh, wait, hold on. And then this happened. And then we'll just get back to her. And it's just, she's just being very selfish. And she is very, she's in a very fragile state. So I don't know how to handle it. I don't know if I just come out and say, you know what? Like, I'm done. Like, you are being so selfish. Like, I can't take it anymore. I don't know how I should go about this, and I need your advice because she's very fragile. Now, if it was my friend, Brooke, who is very strong and whatever, sometimes I'd be like, okay, like, I think we've talked about you enough. Right. Like, I'd make it into a joke and
she'd
get it. But you
don't feel comfortable to say it.
But I don't feel comfortable in this case because she's just so fragile, and it's been happening for so long.
Would you call her toxic?
Yes.
Or just, okay, a little toxic.
No, I would.
I missed it. What's her name again?
I'm not saying her name, Joe.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Any advice you have right now, or if you dealt with a toxic friend, that would be really helpful.
And here's the thing. I get relationships have ebbs and flows, and I get some people struggle sometimes and other people struggle other times. So I understand, like, in different chapters of people's lives, you might be giving more and you might be taking less and vice versa, just based on like how life goes. But this has been going on for a while. Like, how much is enough? Like, should I start separating myself, or should I, am I being selfish myself and being like, you know, she's going through a really tough time. I just need to keep giving.
This
just
made me think, like, check myself. Cause I'm always like my group of girls, but they also like to take the ride of life with me because my life is crazy. Like, everyone's life is crazy, but a lot of times, a lot of people have a more steady, like, mundane, you know, they just kind of the same. Mine is like a roller coaster ride of crazy, like, every single day. So they kind of enjoy it. It's like a plot, like, what's happening now?
Right.
But I do make sure to turn around and be like, but how are you? Like, what's going on with you? And I definitely make sure to, like, turn the spotlight because I care about them and I want to help them as well. So I get what you're saying, though. If it's always one-sided, not cool.
Let's say good morning to Holly. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. Are we talking about you, Holly?
No.
Oh, God. How cool would it have been? Like, it would have been like, girl, that Liv wouldn't tell us her name. Like, I heard you talking about me. All right, Holly, what do you want to say?
No, so I'm 26, and this the girl that Liv is explaining is my mom, actually. Not really, but the same characteristics and same... never ask how I'm doing. And so that is very, like, textbook, like, psychological narcissistic behavior. People say, oh, they're like a narcissist. They just care about themselves. But, like, if you look at the actual definition and the personality traits of, like, narcissistic behavior, a lot of things Liv was saying, like, matches up perfectly. And so my mom is kind of a fragile person, and I came out and told her, like, how she makes me feel. Like, I told her, like, you make me feel like crap. And, like, literally just how she made me feel, and still nothing. And she's not talked to me in 6 weeks.
Now,
so
Holly,
I kind of like
that sounds really bad, but I want to ask you a question because maybe the same case as Liv. Do you think, like, you and Liv, maybe you're just really boring? Like, you're not that interesting?
Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Not.
Liv is about to punch me.
Well, she's talking about her freaking mom here.
Yeah.
Like, that, yeah. I just could not imagine, like, going through that with my mom. And, like, I've had friends in the past that kind of have a similar relationship that you do with their with your mother. And I never thought about maybe she's a narcissist, but that makes a lot of sense.
Do you, what happens when you distance yourself? Like if you distance yourself from this person?
A couple things happen. She first starts to like blow up my phone, like blow up text, call, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and I just will kind of ignore them. And, you know, because I'm really busy. She has no idea because she never asked me, but I'm really, really freaking busy.
Right.
And so, and then she'll kind of go radio silent.
Okay.
And then she'll start posting things on social media like, oh my gosh, this is my bestest friend, which like I know what she's doing. She's like
of
rubbing
you?
It. No, of other people.
Oh.
Like rubbing it in my face. Like trying to rub it in my face and like hanging out with all these other people and posting on social media like she's totally fine and she's got
toxic,
her life under control. And then, you know, it'll be late at night and she'll be crying over something or be feeling insecure and she'll actually have no one else to go to. So then she'll text me something like, I've been missing you so much. Like, oh my gosh, like I just can't wait to see you. Like, I need to see my best friend soon. Like all of this stuff. And I'm like, and I'm just like, oh, like, I'm sorry you were sad, girly. Like, I just, you know, I try
you're
to
back
keep it
like,
light.
Who dis?
Exactly. Like new phone, who dis? Bye. But it's just like, it's just frustrating.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long I do it. I get people fall into hard times.
Sure.
And I get people, you know, have mental health issues as well. But it's like, how long do I stay on this carousel?
Well, I think it's time to get off.
Yeah, it's tough. I feel for you right there. And I hope we actually one day can get a resolution. Why don't we have her on the show?
No. That would be so
why? Tell me why we don't have a resolution.
Did you not hear me just call her fragile like 35 times?
That's what I'm saying. And if we can't work for her, through her fragility or whatever it's called.
Fragility.
Well, you know, from the movie, Fragility or whatever. It's like, it's fancy. If we can't work through that, then maybe you guys need to move on. I think Mackenzie and I'd be doing you a favor. If you want to pass on the favor, that's fine. It's just like addiction rehab specialist.
We
like,
could have her in.
We're offering you this service.
Like Dr. Drew.
Yeah, like if you don't want our help, that's fine.
We can make it all about her. She'd love that.
She would love that.
Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Wednesday on Joe and Mackenzie. That's okay, because nothing rhymes except for Benzie.
And Penzie.
And Menzie. And Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. Okay, we're dumb. Hey, that is wrapping up things for us today, but there's so much more to do. Liv the Web Girl is working on her avatar laptop, or however old that thing is. We are working on getting video up of Pork Chop doing the Box of Shame. I'm sorry. Did I say Pork Chop? I meant Cupid Pork Chop, because he is absolutely incredible. We're proud of you, dude. Pork Chop had to go out there, if you missed it, for the Box of Shame, and he had to get people to do the Cupid Shuffle because he was Cupid Pork Chop, and I thought he did a really good job today. I thought he did great.
New Cupid, new Cupid, new Cupid.
I feel like I helped going up to people, ringing them in a little bit.
It was awkward. He was like, what, 1 for 10 getting people to dance?
But he was shaking it like nobody's business in that diaper.
I feel like he'd never want to hear the song again.
We got a brand new down, do your dance, do your dance.
All right, what do you got going on today, Mackenzie?
All right, so I have meetings, and then after that, I'm going to go get a great workout in at FitFlixFly F3 with my boy Tyler, my trainer who rocks, and then I'm going to try to get in a quick nap, if that's possible, because I'm exhausted, and then I'm going to pick up my little girl Lucy, and her birthday is on President's Day, February 17th, so we got to get these invitations rocking for her birthday party.
Dope. All right, Liv the Web Girl, what's your day looking like?
I have a meeting at 1 o'clock. Me and my boyfriend are going to kind of help his parents and their business with social media. And then I don't have Cycle Bar tonight, which means I'm going to be able to nap. I'm going to watch an episode of Cheer, that new Netflix show I absolutely love. And I'm going to try to get like a run in or maybe like a HIIT workout. I don't know. I kind of want to differentiate my workout tonight.
What do I feel like Liv's social media advice will be like the Chainsmokers like selfie song? Like Valencia, no, XX Pro. Like this is what you need to know.
Absolutely not. That was very like 2012, Joe.
Sorry. All right. And Pork Chop, our social media extraordinaire, hashtag InstaGay. What do you use?
what am I doing kidding. Today?
Sorry, Mackenzie had me distracted. She just sneezed her head off.
Sorry,
I think your brain. I think your brain come out. What do you got going on today, Chops?
I will hopefully be playing tons of Call of Duty because I'm very serious about starting a Twitch, and I'm gonna make a ton of money and then share it with everyone.
All right.
Well, we can't do any of that. Let's get on out of here. But I want to go to the left. To the left. To the left. To the left. Myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.